Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County. I'm Samantha Smith. Joining us today, Brian Eitman, here for our monthly Fire Minute. Brian, as always, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for inviting me.
Absolutely. All right, so this month we are talking about women in the fire department, and especially here in Perry, and it sounds like there's been a handful of them throughout the years and throughout the history.
Yep, only about a dozen.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Let's talk about kind of, I guess, where it started and the first one that kind of pioneered being a woman in the department.
Sure. The first one came around in Perry in 1920. Or right in that area, 2021, 22. Her name was Alice Ling. Her and her husband owned a restaurant in Perry, downtown. And they were the ones, like some people would remember Denny Glick and Perry at the Hy-Vee. He would always make sure we had enough food on the long fires that, you know, we could sustain ourselves and go through the night. Well, that was Alice and Fred Ling's job.
Mm-hmm.
So they were huge fire supporters. And through over the years, Alice started really getting involved in the fire service. I've got lots of letters and things in the minutes of the meetings about Alice and Fred Ling. And they were quite the people. They would bring the food for the firemen all hours of the day and night. And that's where it started. She started getting the bug.
Very cool.
And she loved the guys. And the guys really loved her.
Yeah, neat. Let's talk about some of the other ones that have, I guess, been part of the department since then.
Sure. I'll just kind of run down the list. There's quite a few, or like I said, 12 of them total, but they go from, you know, 80s, 90s, and 2000s. So I'll just kind of separate them up like that. We went from 1920s to the 1980s.
Crazy.
Mid-80s, before we had another woman on the fire service. Her name was Diane Martin. Her husband was an EMS captain and rescue captain on the fire department. And I actually knew both of them. Cindy McElroy came on in 1989. Kathy Bark, this is the 1990s. Kathy Bark was on. Lynette Timmons, Amanda McCollum, and Lisa Baum. They were all in the 90s throughout those 90s years. 2000s, all of these women are still on the fire department now, and they're all active. Kimberly Williams, Marion Lehman, Amy Bain, and my wife, Deanna Eitman, she's actually the EMS lieutenant for the fire department. And then Kim Laws is one of our EMS people also, but she strictly does EMS.
Sure.
But that's kind of how a few of the women, according to my wife and Amy Bain and Kim Laws all started with EMS, got their foot in the door and realized that, you know, maybe fire department's for them and wanted to fight fire this time.
So. Sure. And obviously with your wife being part of it, is it difficult? Is it interesting for her to be, you know, it's, you think of fire departments a lot of times as kind of an old boys club. You know what I mean? And does she see any of that?
You know, I don't think so. Of course, she's been involved. I've been on for 25 years, so
sure.
She knows all the people that are there and who have preceded us. And with me being the history buff that I am, she's sick to death of hearing all the stories. So,
right.
But, you know, it's neat to have my wife in that kind of a situation. And not only that, I mean, I help anybody that wants to come along, but, you know, my job is not to be her crutch.
Sure.
You know, she knows if she's going to do it, she's going to do it, and she's going to stand on her own and do a good job. So.
Sure. And remind us how many people are in the full roster of the department?
40 people.
Okay. Yeah. And we have, and there's what, four women
there
right now?
Four firefighters and five with the EMS.
Gotcha. Is that something that you think is pretty consistent with departments kind of all over the place? Or is there more or less here? I guess we don't need specific numbers, but...
Yeah, I don't know. I know on most of the departments that I know of around the area, they usually have maybe one or two women on there. Of course, they're smaller departments. We're lucky enough to have 40-man roster.
Right.
Or 40-people roster.
Sure.
You know, we're very fortunate to have that in the city.
Definitely. And as we record this today, it's actually International Women's Day. And let's talk about why you felt the need to, I guess, kind of shine light on this.
Well, you know, the list of the women that are on here, like most of them other than and Mrs. Ling, I've known them all.
Mm-hmm.
And for the most part, throughout the years, these women have done better than a lot of the men on the fire department.
Sure.
You know, they may not be able to pull as much weight as far physical dead weight as far as firefighters are concerned, or lift somebody up off a roof or whatever, but they know what they're going to do, and they do it well.
Absolutely. Anything else you'd like to add, Brian?
No, like I said, just you know, all the firefighters, brothers and sisters, You know, and it really is a brother and sisterhood, because you know the guy or the woman next to you may end up saving your life.
Right.
And so, you know, sometimes the brothers and sisters don't always get along, but, you know, at the end, we always love them. So.
All right. Well, Brian, as always, we appreciate your time.
Yep. Thank you very much.
That's today's Perry Fairway. Let's Talk Dallas County. We'll be back with more next on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.